A city immigration task force held the first of a series of listening sessions yesterday. The task force will make recommendations to the city council next year on how to make Charlotte more immigrant-friendly. WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports.
The city council formed the Immigrant Integration Task Force primarily for two purposes: make Charlotte more immigrant-friendly, and capitalize on immigrant entrepreneurs.
We want to get the community to tell us what's going on.
Stefan Latore is the chairman of the task force. He says a few preliminary questions needed to be addressed.
What is Charlotte doing well right now for immigrants? What areas can we improve on? And what is a critical need?
The room was set up with four tables, about 10 people seated at each. And the room had a diverse makeup. Immigrants from Puerto Rico, Argentina, and even Liberia were represented, among many others. They even had a native Charlottean, whom everyone pointed out is a rarity in this town. The public had a lot of suggestions.
I would like people who get the deferred action, the acción diferida, just to be able to attend college or universities and pay in-state tuition.
Sylvia Nikopoulos is the director of foreign languages at Central Piedmont Community College. She also thinks improving Charlotte's public transportation would help immigrants.
Some students, for example, need to take one bus, go downtown, and from downtown walk and take another bus to come to CPCC or to go home. So that's very uncomfortable.
The session also discussed teaching immigrants financial literacy, building trust between police officers and immigrant communities, and including more cultural celebrations and festivals that recognize immigrant heritage. The task force will hold two more public listening sessions this summer. The group plans to meet with area educators, health professionals, and members of the police force this year. The group will then present recommendations to the city next February. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.